and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Welcome to Love Connection.
Oh, yeah.
Where old-fashioned romance meets modern-day technology.
What?
Where you hear all the intimate details of a first date.
Yeah, Love Connection is back, but it's like the modernized version.
It's really coming back. It's funny to hear the term modern-day technology from back in the day.
Exactly.
I'm not sure what they meant, like a pager.
Can you imagine in like 1984, like wait till you hear about Tinder.
Right.
It's going to be a blow your mind.
Microwave popcorn. Like what were the breakthroughs in 1984?
So 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. My daughter, who's 8 years old, Hayden, says to me last night, Mommy, there's this new show coming on.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah. And usually she talks like about a Disney show. She's like,
sure, right.
It's called The Love Connection.
Oh,
my
gosh.
I go, that's not a new show. She's like, no, it's a new show. I go, all right. And she's like, and people fall in love on it. I go, okay. You know? So I let her stay up to watch it because I had not seen it before and it was on last night.
Sure.
And I was like, yeah, you know, whatever. She wants to stay up till 9:30.
Who's the host of the new one?
It's Andy Cohen.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very funny. It's also, I think, kind of inappropriate. I won't let her stay up to watch it again. I'll say that.
Andy Cohen is kind of always a little bit inappropriate.
Yeah.
Like, that's his thing.
So during it, Hayden looks at me with shock in her face. She goes, Mommy, those people just met tonight.
Right.
On their first date, and they kissed.
Oh, my gosh.
And they kissed on TV.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, right. Yeah, no. I go,
was she giddy, or was she weirded?
She was, I think she was just like, she was shocked by the premise that you would meet a strange boy for the first time, go on a date, and then you would kiss that boy.
Oh, I wish you luck when she becomes a teenager. I wish you luck.
It's funny, though, because I don't think I would ever kiss on the first date meeting a stranger for the first time.
Come on. You've never kissed on a first date?
Well, you have to remember, I met my husband when I was 20 years old, 19. So, no.
Did you have an official first date?
No, because we were friends for a long time. And
right.
Then, you know,
so probably kissed before you even had a first date, which makes you even crazier.
No, but we had known each other for years at that point. So, at least a year or two.
Yeah. I don't know.
Would you kiss on a first date?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You meet a stranger. You go out on your face. You don't even know anything about
smothering that person.
Ew.
Well, the things I want to check out is make sure that there's no, like, first off, they got to have good hygiene. All right.
Right.
All right. I'm not coming zooming in for that kiss. If you got some sort of cold sore, canker sore, or something like that, no, probably, I'm going to have to shy away from that. I have to make a note of that mentally in my head.
Right.
The other thing being is that, that's part of figuring out whether or not you're compatible, right?
I mean, I get the whole one night stand thing. I understand that.
A minute. You're making a big jump. We're talking about kissing on a first date, and now you're like, oh, yeah.
Right. No, but I'm saying I think that's different.
Promiscuity.
That's different. Like, if you're going, on a true date with somebody, don't you want to, ease up to that, that special moment when you first have that first kiss?
I mean, what is
or
this?
No?
Is this an Emma Watson movie? Or are we talking about real life? I mean, come on. Seriously.
It's a rom-com.
Wait, you're figuring out dates from Tinder, but you're going to wait to kiss?
I don't know.
Explain that to me.
I don't know.
I'm swiping left or right to figure out whether or not I might want some action tonight, but you're right. But you're right. Let's wait. Let's hold off on the kiss here.
Gotta get to know each other first. That's what I said to Hayden. Not till the third date, baby girl.
I think that you might be onto something, though, with an app like that, though, is not till the third date. That's a decent app.
I agree.